I can't believe it! Is that all water? Oh, Master, you can't be serious. There's no way that can all be water. Is this really a beach? Well, what are we waiting for? Let's go! Let's go! I've never been so excited in my life! Yes, I know! Until you take the leash off, I won't try to run off. And when you do take the leash off, I promise to come right back when... Oh, are those birds? I have never seen so many birds just standing around on the ground. All I have to do is run through them and I might be able to catch one. No, I promise. I'll come right back when you call me. Even if there's birds everywhere, I promise I'll behave, so we don't have to go back home now, please. I really promise, Master. Yes, thank you, Master. Okay, I'm ready. Wow, it smells so salty. Is that the ocean? Is the ocean salty? I was wanting to drink it. Oh, I can't? All right, Master. If you say so. But let's go. I am staying right by you as long as you have my leash. Just like you said. I can't believe I'm really at the beach with my master. Thank you so much for taking me here today. It's the happiest day of my life. Well, except for the day you adopted me and... that night at the park. What's all this yellowish-looking stuff? It's all rough and getting between my toes. Sand? It feels funny, but I don't mind it. In fact, I kinda... No, I promise I won't roll in it. Only run through it. Speaking of running, do you think I can maybe... go off leash now? Just for a little while? Yes! Come right back when you call, no rolling in sand, no drinking the water. See? I remembered all the rules! Yes, thank you, Master! I love you!
Birds, come here!
Master, I came back right when you called me, just like I said. Well, I mean, you told me not to drink the water, but you didn't say I couldn't go in it. I never seen so much water before, so I just wanted to try going in it. But it only got on my feet, and it was really cold. Oh, Master, I'm having so much fun. Thank you so much for taking me here. I know you told me not to do that, but I can't help kissing you when I'm happy. It's what we do. Besides, are you saying you don't like my thank you kisses, Master? See, even you can't say no. So... I didn't feel you trying to push me off of you that time. Yeah, I guess I have gotten a little more bold since that time in the park, but how could I not? That was amazing. It was like I was officially made yours on that day. And you're the one who took me to the doctor and threw out my heat medicine. So I could tell that meant you just wanted a mate again. Even if you didn't want to tell me directly. That made me so happy. Knowing you loved our first time mating as much as I did. Let's see. Master, I'm so happy you brought me here that I want to thank you. Yes, that is what I mean. Why not? Daytime? And yeah, I guess there's other people around, but I don't care if they see us. Us being mates isn't something we should hide from people anyways. Well, what if we went behind those big rocks over there? The only way someone would see us there is if they walked all the way around. No, I'm not in heat right now. But I don't need to be. I'm always in the mood to mate with you, Master. It's just, when I'm in heat, it's something I really have to do. When I'm not in heat, I can contain myself. At least, a little better anyways. But please, Master. Please. I could feel you starting to get hard the moment I started giving you my thank you kisses. And if I give you more... See, you even pulled me against you that time. We're mates, and your body knows it even better than you do, Master. I want to please you, but I also need you too, Master. We haven't made it since that time in the park, and I really want to do it again. It'll be really quick, I promise. Just come on. Come on! Yes! See? All alone. No one can see us back here. So, I'm just gonna take my panties off. I don't care if they get sandy. I'll just go home without wearing them. Oh, no, Master. It's not very windy, so it's not like anyone is gonna see my skirt blow up. Besides, even if someone does see, seeing me is all they ever get to do, because I love you, and I'll only ever belong to you, Master. I'll only ever mate with you, Master. Did you like being told that, Master? That I belong to you? That you're the only master I'll ever want? Well, it's true. And if I lift up my skirt, you can see how you make my body feel, Master. Even just sliding my fingers down and into the lips of my pussy, you can see how wet I am. All because of you, Master. So, let's do it. Let's mate. Except, this time, if it's okay with you, Master, I want to try something different. Well, I've been watching more videos on sex, and I saw a way of doing it that was different from what we did last time. It's where you lay down, and I sit on you and bounce up and down on your cock. Can I try doing that, Master? I promise I'll be careful and do a good job. Okay, I promise you'll love it, Master. So, you lie down, I'll just pull your pants down, and just enough to get your cock out. Don't mind getting your back a little sandy now, do you, Master? Oh, your cock looks so good, Master. And you're so hard. Oh, it smells so good, too. Right. I won't waste any time. So, just like in the video, I get down with my legs on either side of you. And just... guide your cock right to where my pussy is. And then just carefully slide. so good. I can push your cock so deep in me that it presses against my cervix. It's a new word I learned. I was wondering what that place your cock was hitting the last time we made it was, so I looked it up and that's what it's called. I'm gonna start moving now. Feels so good. But that spot, my cervix, I mean, when you come, you have to come right against it. It feels so good when you hit it. So, I'm just gonna keep bouncing up and down on you, make you keep hitting it again and again. Master it. Feels so good to finally mate again. This makes me so happy. And I can see how good it's making you feel too. You needed to mate with me so bad, didn't you? Just let me take care of everything, Master. A good girl takes care of her master and makes sure he's happy. Master, are you close? I'll speed up even more. You can hold on to my hips if you want. Pull me down even harder. Every time I come down on you, I can feel my pussy clenching more and more. I'm so close to coming, Master. Please. Please. Come with me. Master. Just as good as last time. I want to keep you inside of me for just a bit longer. I think my cervix is going to be a little sore after that, but I don't mind. It'll just remind me that I got to mate with my master again. As much as I like it when you're in control when we mate, I kind of liked being in control this time. Show my master just how much I want to please him. Because you're my master, and I love you. But, yeah, I know. You should probably get up and go home, but first, I get to lick you clean again. Unless you want to walk home covered in my juices. Thought not. So yummy. Our juices mixed together always taste so good. And all clean. So put your pants back on and let's start going home. Don't forget to wipe the sand off your butt. Oh, right. Leash me. Thank you, Master. And see? I told you no one would catch us. I think anytime we go to a new place, we should mate there too. Love you, Master.